15 to 20 million jobs. I am your future.
Isn't it about time for a change?
AmericanWorkersRadio.com.
You're listening to American Workers Radio, a national network promoting American-made products, with your host, Michael Blihash.
Well, welcome once again to another edition of American Workers Radio here on 860 AM Radio. As you know, we broadcast through southeastern Pennsylvania, the state of New Jersey, and northern Delaware, and we're also able to be heard on the internet simply by logging on to AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Live link every Wednesday between 11 a.m. and 12 noon. Now, you can hear rebroadcasts of all of our shows simply by logging on to, again, AmericanWorkersRadio.com and click on the Listen Anytime link. We certainly have a lot to talk about. I hope that all of you had a very enjoyable 4th of July. And here we are already after the 245th anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence. And we're going to be talking about some of the things that I had a great time discussing with people over the 4th of July holiday. And I've been doing that for the last few weeks. And it seems that more and more Americans are starting to think we have to do something about all this. Otherwise, we're going to be in the soup. We're going to slow boil ourselves. I want to say, first of all, thank you to Mark Andel, founder of the Made in America store. And you can find Mark Andel's link right there on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. It's the Made in America store. Mark's been doing this for 11 years, and I want to tell you, it's been a lot of work, and this man has focus and consistency. Also with us today is Rich Logis, the principal of RJL Technology Integration, Larkin Conley, our national small business advocate, and our engineer is Henry Chaplinsky, always ready to go for a great time here on American Workers Radio. I'm Michael Blihash, proud to be with you. And I first of all would like to say a special thank you to the many people that stopped me in my travels to let me know that they tune in. A lot of people listen on the internet, and that's really great for me to hear, because that's what this has to be. We're not just a local program, we are a national program looking to see good things happen for ourselves and our fellow Americans. Remember, what we do today is going to be affecting our children, our grandchildren, their children, and their grandchildren. So let's do good things. And of course, last week we covered a lot of points on our broadcast, especially about uniting Americans and promoting jobs and job skills. Well, during the last few weeks, as we were preparing in historic Philadelphia for the 245th anniversary of America's Declaration of Independence, which of course everyone knows is so well known around the world as the 4th of July, I asked people in historic Philadelphia what they would like to see happen here in the United States as we prepare to mark the 250th anniversary of America's independence in 2026. Now, that sounds like a far time away, but just take a look at every one of us and all the children and grandchildren. 5 years pass very, very quickly. I'm just going to take 2 minutes to give you a few responses, and I'm going to ask our panel to add or maybe even bring up some additional subjects. Many people said we have to work together to get more Americans concerned about America's future. And that was probably the biggest response that I received from people. Most people are tired of listening to the news that's so negative. Number two was, let's stop all the political bickering and work for uniting the American people and improving our lives in the United States of America. Improving our lives in the United States of America. Number three reply was, help get America back to a time where concern for family and friends and neighbors was a major priority, not an effort. It was a priority, not an effort. People are tired of looking at the news and seeing crime. The first thing you turn on most of the local news stations, it's what crime happened in the neighborhood. Like, you don't even want to, people tell me they don't look much at news because they don't want to hear it. They maybe, if they want weather, they look at their phone. It's just a very different world. And quite frankly, the way the national news media portrays life in America, it is very discouraging very often. So I understand. A few more responses, and I'll go to our good panel members. People say getting back to the trades and skills that will last a lifetime was definitely a major concern of America's young people. We also discussed my going to many of the stores to look for masks. So I went to the masks, and by the way, China had a field day with the masks that were supplied. Everybody told me they couldn't find American-made masks. Everything is made in China. In fact, the outer carton is written in English, and inside, if you look inside your box, you'll find an explanation of the mask and how it's supposed to be disposable and all that written in Chinese. Next thing was not only the skills and trades, which I'd like to really see happen, because too many people are graduating and they have no place to go. And with they're bringing in people. I mean, we even had a lifeguard situation in some places where people just said, I'm going to the best place this year because I want to deal with people who respect me as the lifeguard and not give me a lot of grief. Another thing that people are concerned about is reducing the cost of education so everyone has an opportunity to excel at something that'll help them make a living and enjoy life. You know, that's something that's not discussed much in the media. It's just, you know, do this and do that. No one asks you, like they did when many of us were in school, what do we think we would be best at when we became adults? Today, they don't do that because we can get into that. People don't want the negative thinking to become part of everyday life in America, and especially in America schools. This is something I'm really pleased to hear about because that's what's going to make us a better people. If we go to school to learn, not to have all these specialized teachers coming in to do this and discourage this and promote that, this has got to stop. And last but not least, most people told me that they would like America to go back 20, 25 years ago, even at the time of September the 11th, when we were attacked in New York and everybody looked out for the people that got hurt in Washington and in Pennsylvania and all that went on after that. They said, we have to show the greatness of America, how we can help one another, how we can unite. I want to tell you, the tourists have made me feel great. As I ask them questions and tell me, what would you think? What would you like to have happen in the next few years as we edge closer to our next big birthday for the Constitution, which is the 250th, which will be in 2026. Everybody gave me these wonderful responses, and I have to tell you, I was impressed. First, because we didn't have the opportunity to have Rich Logis with us for 2 weeks. I did give him a special congratulations on last week's Saturday radio broadcast, and of course, he was celebrating his 13th anniversary, and they say 13 is a good number. It's a lucky number. And Rich is a lucky guy to have a beautiful wife, Bojena, and 2 wonderful daughters. So I'm going to turn first to Rich Logis.
Hi, Michael. Good morning to everyone, and happy to be back. Sorry, I've been a little bit in absentia recently. And thank you for the anniversary wishes. Yes, as Larkin always says, I married up, and I've managed to go 13 years without having the pillow put over my head while I'm sleeping, Mark. So we're going to call it a win there. And of course, happy birthday to our nation, which I don't believe ever for the rest of man's history, however long that is, and we hope it's a long time, Michael. There are two reasons that we will never see an event like the American Revolution and the founding of the Republic. The first reason is because those who initiated the revolution to seek the independence and autonomy from the crown, they had, Michael, the most to lose. When we talk about the founders, it's important to note that, yes, history is full of shades of gray, and it's not black and white, Michael, and there's good, bad, and ugly in any history wherever they're human beings. But those guys had the most to lose if the attempt at revolution failed.
Yes.
They had the most to lose. Okay, so that's hard to – it's hard to get people who have the most to lose to totally buy into what's going on, Mark, what's about to happen. And then the second reason, Michael, is you had the people with the most to lose at the front lines waging the war, taking on and eventually defeating the world's superpower in the British monarchy, King George III. And remember, Michael, that there's always an outtake, so to speak, in our nation's history. We declared our independence in 1776, but we didn't get the crown to recognize it until 7 years later, the Treaty of Paris. So 7 years after we declared our independence, the British monarch, the framers didn't think back and say, well, once we declare independence, you know, King George III is just going to say, okay, guys, you know, enjoy your lives. No, we fought for another 7 years, Michael.
Yes, that's right.
Until 1783. Mm-hmm. And at that time is when the crown finally said, I don't want to fight these guys anymore. And the reason that the crown said that is because the king and the monarchy realized there was no stopping these guys. Ain't that something, Mark? That sounds like a fictional story, doesn't it? But it actually happened. Now, there's other details, Michael, in between all of that, of course, but that's really what happened. So there's the birthday celebration of America is one that is a true story that is miraculous and is the unlikeliest of events that anyone will ever see for as long as our Homo sapiens species walks the earth. So that's important. I always say that a lot, Michael, but with the fourth having come and gone and, you know, people now have, you know, forget about it. Well, that's a reminder of everyone what it really represents. Thank you.
You know, Rich, that's exactly right. You know, as I talked with the people, I have to mention this too, because they said to me, it's as you look at history, now these people are coming to historic Philadelphia, and they're seeing all of this right before them. And of course, the tour guides are absolutely the best. They do wonderful work, and I have to compliment them, because everybody tells me this person was not only dressed in a colonial costume, his presentation was so beautiful. I mean, they do wonderful work. But people tell me that America's elected leaders have not been making the American people their priority. And I agree, it's 1,000%. They made everything else a priority. And therefore, that is why we watched over 77,000 businesses relocate around the world, because the taxpayers and their families in the United States were not a priority. If you see you're losing money on something, Mark, if you're losing money, the first thing you do is say, I want to stop that. If these people in Washington saw that they're losing tax dollars, they're losing money into the unemployment funds, they're losing money into the tax funds of every type that the government has on you, wouldn't you say, hey, we have to do something to stop these businesses from leaving America? The answer is no, because they sit around as big fat cats. Now, that was not the case prior to the Depression. Historians will come in here, and I'll tell you, historians 10 times better than you and I, Rich, can come in here and quote me year and dates and everything else of how Americans as leaders took care of the American people. It was after the Depression things started to go sour. And then it was after World War II that things really went sour, when all the social programs came into the picture and too much of America became give me, instead of people wanting to be something special, to do something special with their lives. And by the way, no one stops anyone from doing positive things here in the United States of America if you want to do positive things for yourself. If you want to start a business, if you want to do nothing with your life, if you want to go to be a teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, anything is possible in the United States of America because of that Declaration of Independence. And of course, because we had great religious leaders, we had political leaders, we had people concerned about one another, we had families looking out for one another. We don't have that in America. As I said earlier, people told me they're disgusted watching the news. The news frustrates them. In fact, I will bring up what the people told me about being registered in the political parties. I'm going to tell you that too, because I asked them very gently. I'm very gentle to ask. I say, what do you think about the two-party system? And they say, well, I'm an independent. And you know, most people, the younger people, are all registered independents. A lot of them anyways. And they say, I am an independent. And, that's when America was founded, there were two parties. There was the Federalist Party, Rich, is that right? And
that's our original party.
That's the Federalist Party. And then there was the Democrat / Republican Party. That was right. two parties. The Democrats and the Republicans then broke apart into two, and the Federalists just backed off and just went away. I wish, quite frankly, that the Federalists would not have gone away, because that we would then have the three-party system, which I like very much, because my thing is, with this thinking, is people... If you have two people at a table and one person walks away, you're stuck with one person at the table. And who are they going to talk to? The table? If you have three people at the table and one walks away, you still have two parties at the table speaking to one another. And that those two parties can either go one way or the other, or unite for another reason. The two-party system in America has not been handling or making the American people a priority, and that's something that really must change. I'll give you a good example. Most people have been telling me that they're disappointed about the masks. China has made a fortune on the masks, the disposable masks. Mark, do you have any... disposable or any kind of a masks in your store that are American made?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would hope that some of the big stores would start to go after these people. I went into the store and I asked for a mask. I asked purposely, because we have to have them at the social service agency if somebody comes in or whatever. But the thing is, not one box in Rite Aid, Walmart, Walgreens, made in America. Not one box. Now, they may have some individual masks that the guy tried to sell me. He says, well, you can get that $5.99 mask, which has an American flag on it, and wash it out. Do you know about them, Mark? But I'm talking about the disposables. The disposable masks are hard to find in the big stores. Now, anybody need masks? Mark said he has masks. Remember, his link is on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. This is a perfect example. Everybody was ordered to have masks, but 90% of the masks were not made in the United States of America. Just like so many of the other products, where American workers are left out. And that's a problem. I find it a very big problem because I make it a point to ask for American made. When I go in, I'm disappointed. Why is that? How can so many of the leaders of every type just took things on their own? Ah, whatever, who cares? You want to do this? Go ahead. You know, nobody stands up for anything that's to the benefit of the taxpayers. So, Mark, what else would you like to add to this mask issue? Which, you know, I think many of the schools are going to have to wear the masks. And in some of the places that you go for, you know, testing and stuff like that, you're going to have masks. So while the masks will still be required, why don't we get more of the American-made masks in circulation?
Yeah, so welcome, guys. Hope everybody enjoyed the fourth, and just a great week. Thanks, Mike. Larkin's on. Rich, first, Mike, I just want to talk to Rich. Rich said, happy birthday, America, and was kind of talking about that as our nation. And last week, July 1st, Hobie Keith, country singer, got a little grit, released a song called Happy Birthday, America. So, Rich, you reminded me of that, and in that song, he put some things, as Toby Keith does, that he doesn't like seeing go on with our country. And he did talk about how we helped in World War One and World War Two, and France would be part of Germany if we didn't get involved, and things that the United States has done for this world, and good things. But you should all listen to that song, Happy Birthday, America, just released last July 1st, and he sung it on Friday on Fox and Friends, too. So good stuff there, Mike. And Toby Keith has a way of getting his point across.
Very good. This is what we need.
Oh, yeah, you'll like it, Mike. You'll have to listen to it right after the show. But also, you know, we talked about making America important again. You bring up the masks, Mike. And, you know, as you know, on the other show, I get a lot of, you know, half the show I try to find a CEO, one of our vendors or entrepreneur. Last week we had Joel Weens. He's the owner of WSI Sportswear. So it's kind of neat because we're trying to get after the youth, and Larkin, as you know, said we got to make it important. Well, WSI Sportswear is kind of that newer apparel, and he targeted the NFL, and it's high-quality sports apparel and cold weather products. Really neat. He's got some really neat technology. But anyways, I had him on the show, and not knowing who he was, we just got the product in the store, and it's the girls' leggings. It's the shirts, long-sleeve, short-sleeve, but synthetic. Real good in the cold, real good in the summer. But what was neat with Joel was he started on a farm in Minnesota picking beans, and he told me, you know, he got up to $3,000. He was 17, 18 years old, and he talked to his mom, and he wanted to buy a four-wheeler, a toy. They said, no, you're not spending the money you worked all them years for. He said, well, what do you want? We'll start a business. He said, well, I'm going to sew things. So that's where he started his apparel company, actually 30 years ago, Mike, but great guy. You bring up masks. And I said, geez, how'd the pandemic affect you? And I asked that question. And I see, good, bad, or ugly. He said, actually, we started making masks. So WSI started making, they make sportswear, but they started making masks for the times of the pandemic. And like 5,000 plus a day or a week or a lot of masks. So very top quality. He said it helped the town. They donated a lot of them. We also had, you know, that story, check it out, WSI Sportswear. Rich, you'll love it. Great stuff, synthetic stuff you can use. But it's neat to see that product, that apparel company, thriving in the USA. And it's a brand we needed because we want to get the youth in, and they like that product. And also, Valley Forge, our flag manufacturer, went into mask manufacturing, and in flag started making masks. So the masks we sell, Mike, are 100% made in America. Some come with filters or washable. So we did have a lot of them. I want to have a mask burning party, so I don't want to talk too much on masks because I don't love masks. I don't love the whole idea.
Oh, no.
I just don't. You know, but we do make masks. We have masks at MadeAmericaStore.com. You can get masks. And a lot of these companies stepped up and did the right thing. Our country needed help with PPP products. they switched gears and went into making it. And a lot with WSI, you know, this Joel, he didn't really charge her a lot. A lot of it he donated. He just wanted to help and contribute, and that's a true American, too. And that's what we do. We help people. Another thing going on, Made in America, we always talk about it has to be important. We have to make it important to people. Larkin nailed it with that, so I asked that question. We are sitting on a rocket. We, you know, the Made in America movement's alive and well. People woke up, but a lot of people are like rubber bands. They go back to the same shape after, you know, they get this idea. We want to keep this idea alive. We want our listeners, Mike, to go out there and do their part. Pick it up. If it says Made in China, put it back down. You know how I feel about China. We can't accept just buying China crap. You call it Walmart. I call it China Mart. I'm not a big fan. The Made in America movement's alive. People have to do their part. They have to think about what they're buying and spend their dollar, vote with their dollar on Made in America products. It will continue to grow this country. We've got reshoring happening. We've got supply chains being rebuilt because, again, we got the rapid inflation taking over. We got the shortage of products because most of them had components from overseas. They can't get them. A lot of games being played. And you don't hear any of this on the national news. So the crooked media, the broken government, they're like they're in their own world, like Walt Disney World, like everything's wonderful. We're fighting the fight of our lives as business people, and we don't cry because that's what we do, but we need help, and we need it known what's going on. We need rapid inflation being talked about because my buyer, they're pricing every hour and every day. I got 3-4 people just changing our prices daily because the raw materials are going up, so we got to be careful we don't sell it at the wrong price over the counter because if you sell it for less than you bought it, Mike, you're going to go out of business, right? So there's a lot there that I said, but, you know, number one, we've got some great companies in the country. The movement's alive. We've got to push and continue to do the due diligence and buy Made in America products, but we need national television and media to really be honest with us and tell us what is going on so we can adjust and answer the problems.
You know, Mark, you're absolutely right, and everybody that I speak to says to me, Michael, the national media has really screwed America big time.
Absolutely.
All they do is talk garbage. If there's a way they could, like, stab something in the back and they're looking for political nonsense, the people are starting to get so tired of it. And by the way, many of the people are very angry that the people in Washington are using our tax dollars like it's their own cookie jar.
Right.
Look at what this nonsense. Some of the people that come in to historic Philadelphia say, what is this with this expanded unemployment vacation? What the hell is it?
Now, was there something just on that they're going to extend that? What I just heard
somebody was mentioning they would like to lobby to have it done till the end of October. And I thought to myself,
I heard something today.
We can't justify this till September the 6th. What would make it justifiable to the end of October? Then why not go for Christmas? Let's start the new year,
well,
2022,
nice
with extended vacation. You know,
it's
why?
Nice, so you want your vacation and nice weather. So when it starts to get colder, they'll take it away. Maybe.
This is nonsense. Total garbage.
No common sense.
Oh, common sense. Larkin and you and I were talking that day about common sense vaccine. You're the
Where
one who
it?
Brought it up. Boy, yeah. If we could get that, I would go personally and talk to Fauci about getting the common sense vaccine into everybody in Washington, starting with one particular woman, which I won't mention her name, but you know who I mean.
But Rich said many times, they can't actually believe what they're selling. I mean, they can't.
They disrespected. They disrespected. We have to stop begging these people to give our money away. You know, people tell me that they are independent voters. A lot of people are very proud. They say, hey, you know, there was a checklist of what I want to be. Do I want to be on the Libertarian Party, the Green Party, the Constitution Party? Anything, you know, I'm not going to be a Democrat or a Republican. I want to be an independent voter. And I said to some people, I said, well, you know, you don't get to vote in the primary. And they said, why is that? Why should I not be able to vote in a primary? If I don't have a candidate from the Constitution Party, I should be able to vote for anybody who's on the Democrat or Republican side that I have my vote. Why is my vote being stolen from me?
Well, Mike, I mentioned Toby Keith's new song, you know, Happy Birthday, America. Maybe it should be Wake Up, America.
Because
I love America. I love my steak, and I love my Jack and Coke, and let's rock and roll, right?
Yeah, I mean, everybody partied. And one thing that I've noticed, I have to tell you this. When I talk to the people about the Buy American Made campaign and American workers, I had one particular gentleman who brought his sons and his grandsons to historic Philadelphia, never been here before. But what was interesting, he told me that he worked for Walmart when they first opened. That was sometime in the 60s. And he said mostly everything in the store was made in America. There was very little, maybe some kind of trinket section or something, but mostly everything was made in America. It wasn't until the very well-spoken national and international foreign merchandisers came into the picture that they were able to get them Walmart. Were they brothers? He told me they were two brothers or two family members. I don't even know. I just remember hearing about Sam Walmart. I didn't even know the whole story.
Sam Walton, you know, was the founder, and he was a lot like me and us. And, you know, I heard that from the beginning, and then and I know kids and relatives got involved, and, you know, money became the God, and, you know, things changed.
Money became God, and our great national elected leaders in Washington since the 60s have made money their God, not the priority of caring for the American people and America's youth in schools.
And our children.
And
yeah.
Our children. Nothing. I mean, zero. Absolutely nothing. Kids are graduating. You see boys and girls being interviewed. And, you know, they should be saying, what are you going to do now that you're graduating? They don't do that. They're hesitant because the person's able to say, and the person did say in the past, I don't know. I don't know. I'll just, you know, try to go through the summer, beach it out or something. Maybe I'll go down and get a job at the shore. This is not what paying thousands and thousands of dollars into a school fund and being in debt. Oh, I've had people tell me they're 38 years old and they're still in college debt.
Yeah.
They're still in college debt. They said, well, I took it over a longer period of time, never thinking that, wouldn't have an opportunity,
Michael,
to lower a bigger amount of money into that. Yes, Rich.
I sent this to you guys via text message. There's a think tank that I sometimes check some of their content. It seems to be relatively nonpartisan, Mark. So, you know, I'll give it the benefit of the doubt that its data is as accurate as could be with known information. And in this think tank study, Michael, there was a report written where this organization determined that nearly 4 million Americans aged 20 to 24 are doing literally nothing, Mark. They're not studying. They're not in school. They're not in any kind of training. I don't care if you're working as a French fry fryer at McDonald's. It's a better experience, Mark, than doing nothing. 4 million.
Exactly.
Yep.
See, what happens, Mark, is this. Right now in our current political climate, when someone hears Made in America, a lot of people think you're an insurrectionist who wants to overthrow the government, right? That's just the reality.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, yeah. He's telling you in America? Were you at the Capitol on January 6th? You know, you're an anarchist insurrectionist who wants to overthrow the government, right?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It's like, you know, Mark's like, you know, I want to have another Continental Army, right? It's like, no, I just want to sell socks and barbecue sauce, maybe, right? You know, pretty simple, easy to understand.
Yeah.
And so the culture, you know, the culture that's been developed is that more and more of our fellow Americans, whether they're on the Democrat side, the Republican side, or the, you know, in, quote unquote, independent side, I don't really believe anyone's ever quote independent, but we'll just say quote unquote independent, is that there's like all of these competing cults that are ongoing right now, right? Hysteria. And then you have sort of sane, rational people, like I'd like to think all of us here, and our audio engineer, who goes crazy in a different kind of way, but only because of his kids, although we love his kids also. But we sit back and think, is there anywhere we could go where there's not a lot of hysteria? And right now, all you have is competing hysteria. So Made in America is taken, Mark, which I'm of course not saying that you should ever stop messaging it, because leaders don't really let others dictate their actions, right? You march forward. And that's happened now, Michael. So when I'm sitting here thinking we have 4 million Americans, we have to start acknowledging on our side, if we want to consider ourselves, whether you consider yourself a Republican or a conservative or a right-leaning independent or a nationalist or whatever you call yourself, we have so utterly failed our young people.
Yep, yep.
And the way that we failed them is we have a whole generation of parents who have raised these 4 million young adults. And look, being a parent is hard. You guys have done it. I'm still new to the world of parenting compared to you guys, and I'm not. And believe me, you know, there's plenty of mistakes made every day. But I sit here and think, is there anyone, you know, other than all of us who are really ultra concerned about the fact that we have millions of young people, Mark, who have been raised to be, I hate to say it this way, but useless people. And it's not really their fault.
No.
You know, it's why I call it Generation Useless. That's, you know, like we call Gen X, Gen Z. Well, this is Gen U. Generation Useless. And it's not their, and what I'm saying is it's not really the young people's fault, Michael, because kids don't raise themselves.
Well said. Oh,
get
my
a
God.
Trade. For Christ's sake, Mark, you get a, learn welding. I'm trying to get him out of bed before noon every day.
No, it's the truth.
You're going to put a blowtorch in their hands?
Remember, Rich, I had twins.
Well, you know,
but
I have
all of
to.
You guys are, but Larkin as well. You know, but you're all living proof about what engaged parents, you know, how that looks, right? And again, there's lots of shades of gray in all of that because stuff happens in life, and you know, it's a roller coaster. You're up, you're down. You know, you're stable, you're you know, volatile, and then you're stable. But I want to know. I mean, I would like to meet the parents. You know, assuming these kids, some of them even know who their parents are. Of these 4 million 20 to 24-year-olds, Mark?
Well, I agree. But, you know, Rich, when you look at that, I also blame the parents in this respect for not going to the school board meetings, as you do.
Absolutely, Mark.
And
Absolutely.
For not contacting local officials. I find myself, in dealing in human services, I say, well, you know, that service is something provided by this or that particular elected official. And people living half a mile from that person's office will say to me, quite frankly, I really don't know that person. I they're never in a paper. I said, well, this person's been in office for 8 years. I said, he does advertise a shred your paper event, and he does sponsor a senior expo, but what else he does, I have no idea. But you don't know who the man is yourself? No, I have no idea. So that is why a message like ours has to be better supported. And that's why parents and guardians should be going to school board meetings. And I've seen you at a school board meeting, Rich, so I know how you can make your point known. The thing is, why aren't they? Can you imagine 4 million children's parents showing up at different board meetings of the school board and calling their elected officials to offer opinions that they don't like the fact that their sons and daughters were graduated from school with no place to go? They got a certificate and no place to go. It's like an old expression, all dressed up and no place to go. It's acting on a good idea often is much better than having a good idea and doing nothing. That's the biggest thing that I find. They do nothing. They act on nothing. But if you have a good idea, everyone listening, don't be afraid to call and let the person that you know, in whether it's your councilman or your state representative or your state local state senator, your national state senator, your congressman, don't be afraid. The thing that most people will be told when they call is, okay, we'll take your information and thank you so much for your opinion. I don't settle for that. When I make call and I make a complaint, I want an email response to me that I called about a particular message. And then when I get that email, I know that person, at least one person, the person who sent me the email, knows that I have an opinion and I offered it and I'd like it to be brought to the attention of that particular elected official. Most people don't want to do that. I urge you to do it because, as I said, acting on your good idea is better than doing nothing, just saying, oh, I had a good idea.
Well, Mike, we need qualified officials, so we want to elect qualified officials, but we don't want to elect lazy ones.
Oh, absolutely.
So a lot of laziness. Where Donald Trump wasn't lazy.
You know, Rich, you know, there's a girl, our good president, you know, signed legislation about government people buying products made in America. That is posted on the front page of American Workers Radio. The entire act and him signing it is all up there on the left side of the page. Now, he then appointed an official from his administration. Her name is Celeste Drake, to be his representative on this particular program. I've tried to contact her. I had a few other people contact. No response. So I did call and I spoke to someone. I did complain a little bit. And they said, well, it's a new position and we're just getting started. That was like 10th of May or so. So we went 10th of June, and before you know it, the 10th of July will be here. No response. So it's just another official on the payroll with a title. Remember, I asked a few weeks ago, how many people know if there is a committee in Washington, D.C., to keep jobs in the United States of America? If there is such a committee, let's have them come forth and tell us what the hell they're doing. If there is no committee, we have to start asking, why is there no committee to save jobs in our great country? Why are more businesses allowing foreign investors to come and invest in their business right here in the United States instead of bringing it to the attention of investors in the United States? I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense. When people tell me we have to keep quiet because 52 or 57% of our company is owned by foreign investors, not by the particular country, but investors who are investing in American businesses. So we're caught with a noose around our neck, and we don't know if we should jump or just stand there and wait. You know what I'm saying, Mark?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah, you know, we're up to 10,000 products support 500 privately owned American businesses. Every check I write, Mike, I feel good about. The money staying in the country, working for us, creating livelihoods, rebuilding the American dream. Me and you, our team, we've always agreed 50-50 fair trade. But how do we get people after this show today to go out and just take a look at what they're purchasing and make sure and strive to be made in America? You know, we've got to get more people involved because that alone just is what will save our economy. And as a business now, competing with the Amazons of the world, we really only have customer service. Mike, at a big meeting yesterday to talk to my people, we've got to treat that customer better than ever because our customer is everything. You know, so it's a different business environment for sure. Disposable income's up or down depending who's got what. But we've got to make it a point as a nation to really believe in this Made in America movement sooner than later, Mike.
You're right. And I'll tell you one thing. Just our hour together each week is a motivating thing. Can you imagine
Absolutely.
If more and more television programs and radio programs did things like this, got people involved to urge their elected officials to go after the business community, to go after all these business organizations that sat back and did nothing as they watched their stores, their manufacturing facilities, and jobs in their own communities going out the door. They said nothing.
We've got to have Rich continue to drink 6 cups of coffee. I think he wound down a little bit. He's probably only had 2. It's got to be made.
Let me tell you,
coffee.
Mark, I had to catch up. And
Rich, you got 6 cups before you come on.
Mark, I'm telling you, and just as a side note, this last week I had a purchase, it was an over-the-counter medication, and there were a couple different options, and you know what, Mark? There was one that had a label on it, Made in America.
Excellent.
So, you know, I got it, and it's not a, you know, it's not a blue pill. I'm 44, not there yet. Don't need that one, but you know, thank God. But you know, so it wasn't that, but it was, you know, and look, no offense, if anyone's got to take it. I mean, you know, hey, there's a drug for that.
But I appreciate your energy. We need that, so keep. You know.
Yes, Rich, you are
Mark,
loved.
Thank you. And Michael, you said something in the beginning. Okay, you touched on. We were talking about what. Those who founded, and there are many, many people who were instrumental, did their part in the founding of the Republic. Okay, when Alex Hamilton and Jimmy Madison and Thomas Jefferson and my man Ben, you know, sat around Jack Adams, you know, they didn't sit there and think, well, you know, if we just the British will just give us what we want if we ask for it. Now, I'm not advocating violence here, Mark, but that is they understood they weren't naive about it. They knew they had to go after it and get it. So when I go and talk with just day-to-day, Mark, you know, about what's going on in their communities and in our state, Florida, and the country, I ask them, without shaming them, can you honestly look me in the eye and say to me that you're doing as much as you can? And very rarely, Mark, you know, in fact, almost never, except for a singular instance I remember, did anyone ever say, yes, I'm doing as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that goes for me also, Mark, right? That goes for me that everybody can do a little bit more, and we can control, Michael, we can control our own efforts. We can't control everything. In fact, we can't control most, but we can control our own efforts, what we do, Mark.
Well, here is something to give you the mentality of many of the new American people. When I went in because I needed an extra few of these masks, I asked for the manager, and some places I go, believe me, they'd rather not that I come in because I ask questions about everything. But the thing is, I said to the man again, I haven't spoken to this particular gent, but I said to him, I need these masks. And I said, they're made in China. I'm looking for American made masks. And he said, well, the pandemic is over. Who cares where they're made? This is the mentality of a person that doesn't give a damn. You know, who cares now? Oh,
well,
you know.
It's a good point. A lot of people get selfish, Mike.
Yeah, who cares? Like, he was like, oh, you know, somebody that's, you know, sitting on the roof probably
but
all
Rich's
night.
But daughters are young. They got to come into this country that we
and
want
you know,
something
our
left for them.
Boys, the boys and girls who are 5, 10, 12 years old, have to have some kind of a future. Not everybody is going to be standing on the production line. That never happened in any industry because every industry offers many levels of jobs, from the people going out to purchase the products to make the product you're going to buy possible, the people who make sure the production lines are taken care of, the people who take it off the production lines, package it, the people who sell it, advertise it, ship it. There's dozens of jobs. The people who create a new level of whatever it is, be it masks or shoes or whatever. How can people tell me they can't find sneakers and all made in the United States of America? Even New Balance, Mark, has lost its balance. More, a bigger and bigger amount of their products are not made in the United States. And I'm saying it because I'm urging people to ask when they go out. Some people tell me, oh, look, Michael, I have New Balance. I said, where were they made? And they said, I don't know.
Sure.
You got to make sure. Everything today is you have to make sure.
And Mike, that's a good point because a lot of the products in our store, I might carry specific models of a company, but all the models aren't 100% made in America, and some are foreign. If it was, you know, Case knives are all made here, but Ontario Knives, a local company here, makes knives. A lot of them are foreign, and I like a lot of them. Whoa, why is some of them? I thought you're all local, but you do have to do your homework. What's nice with our stores, we've done the homework for you, and you can trust us. You know, but that's kind of what we're about. You know, you're looking for something. Even jeans, if everybody looked down, you got a pair of jeans on, why not have Texas jeans that we sell or support Texas jeans that are made in the country? MadeInAmericaStore.com, you can get them. They're $40. You know, and Levi's and Wranglers are made overseas, so a simple little purchase, you know, what can an American buy? Jeans that are made here 100%.
Right. Well, the foreign importers did a real good job on us. They really caught us at, right now, they're in the catbird seat because they control just about everything. We're talking about the sneakers of any type. I look at the sneakers, believe it or not, the American made, which very few and far between, maybe New Balance, is the same price as the foreign sneaker. I thought things that were made foreign are supposed to be so much cheaper.
No, they don't pass it on, Mike.
Oh, that's right. So somebody in between, the in-between people, the fat cats that they so often mention, these are the people making money, and they do not want to share those dollars with American workers. You know, one of the people who was in there, and I was talking so much about, passionately about American workers, he said, I think there should be an American workers party. I said, I like that idea. I'll have to pass that on to some people. Can you imagine if we have the Libertarian Party, the Constitution? Why not the American Workers Party? Hey, I think it's a good idea. Maybe there is somebody that has the organization skills to start a new party. That is something people would understand. They could focus. What am I, a Democrat? I don't know what they stand for. Republican? I don't know what they stand for. But American Workers Party, you know right away what they stand for. Just a thought.
Yep. You know, but on the positive, you know, I get a lot of inventors on the show. You know, I talked about WSI apparel. Check it out. And then I've had a guy that invented this spoon buddy, this Derek Monk. He's down in your area, Rich, and he has kitchen inventions. And this spoon buddy is a simple spoon you stick on the top of your lid and you put a spoon in it. And it really, he took a problem and he cleaned it up. And you can do a lot of things. Talking to him this week down in southern Florida, he came up with an invention, found a manufacturer to make it, hired some salesmen, and doing really well with a very simple paper type product that he invented called a spoon buddy. But the point is entrepreneurship, and he went for it. And that's kind of the American attitude. I love talking to him because he's fired up. And he found and made a product that's useful and unique, and he's doing well, Mike. So you talk to somebody young, but we need more of them people to keep that fire, because that is the fabric of America to me.
That's right. You know, Mark, there's something else. We talked about this last week. It was the VAT tax. People told me, oh, I love that idea, because people who've traveled, Rich, you've been to Europe, you've been to Poland and all, you know, everything has the value-added tax, the VAT tax. When I was there 9-10 times, and I saw the situation. The imported products got the VAT tax, and that tax went into the general national economy. Products that were being made in those countries and shipped out, they weren't given the VAT tax because the people in the next door country were paying the VAT tax, so they were in a fair. But when you come to America, You have to call it tariff. What do we don't have to use the word tariff, a value added tax. We could put the value added tax on sneakers and masks and everything else, and that's just different from the sales tax. So that would make the sales tax then the VAT tax, and the country, our American people, could put that money toward putting skills, trades, technology, invention, research and development back into our junior and senior high schools. I mean, I don't understand it. Those dollars could be specifically going toward those programs, because right now, I'm sorry to say, I said it last week too, Rich, we don't have enough people that are coming into the marketplace with the skills needed to fill jobs that are opening up. We have now people who have to stay in their job way up in years, and they feel very, very strange about doing that, not even knowing that they don't even have any people that are interested in the job, let alone would be standing there right by their side to take those jobs. And a lot of those jobs are very, very good jobs, very well-paying jobs. But they don't. Americans were never encouraged to do this. We have in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Shipyard is still 3 weeks already. I've been promoting that, still telling me that they got tons of applications. But many people, after 2 and 3 hours of an interview, decide it's too much work. They don't want to go into the technology. They don't want to go into the fitting jobs. They don't want to do any of it. And yet, it's a good job, and it's not bad pay either. And yet, they can't get people. Look, look at the economy of the United States. 10 million people still looking, 10 million businesses still looking for workers. Mark, can you understand that?
No, a lot of our companies we deal with, it's just sad to hear we can't get our products because of lack of workers. They've got the components, they've got the products, because the Made in America products are made in our borders. They've got the materials, which a lot of companies are waiting for their overseas components, but then they don't have workers, Mike. It's just unbelievable. You can't even fathom it. I mean, it's hard to believe it. You can't find workers. Nobody wants to go back to work. You said people used to stand at production lines. These people wouldn't even sit at a production line. You know, they're not. It's just unbelievable.
You know, two years ago, none of us could predict that this pandemic would do all that it did in the United States and all over the world. But I will tell you this. We have to get over this and move forward, because not only us, but our children and their children and their children's children are going to depend on us to make sure that America grows, not dies. And with that, I hear the music is playing. First of all, I want to say thank you for tuning in. Mark Andel, you are always the best, and I encourage everyone to listen to Mark Andel's show. It is listed right there on the front page of American Workers Radio. Shop the Buy American Made store. Just click on the link, go through the products. It'll be shipped to you. And when you get it, you'll know that it's 100% made in the USA. Rich Logis, as always, you are the very best. I wish you and yours the very best. And please do keep up. And think about that third party idea, maybe the American Workers Party.
Yeah. And go out and buy Made in America products. And we're a great radio team, Mike. Thank you for having a show. But Henry's got all the power. He can shut us off. So hats off to Henry. Thank you for playing Toby Keith, Henry.
Very good. God bless you and God bless America. Let's continue our 4th of July and independence celebration throughout the year. Stay well.
Absolutely.
And be happy until this Wednesday.
Thanks, everyone.
Till next Wednesday or this Saturday at 11. Have a great one.
You're gonna miss you, girl. You were the best it's ever been.